we acknowledge that we have diarrhea and other enteric diseases as a public health problem in the country. We have seen an increase rather than a decrease or stabilization of cases over the past 5 years or so. So we continue to record quite high numbers. The cases that consult our health facilities, but also even death, as you rightly say, there continues to be the disparity because the majority of the common diarrhea cases happen in children under the age of 5 years. And even when you analyze the deaths are also happening more in children under the age of 5. And it's really because their immune systems are still developing. So if they're exposed to poor hygienic conditions or unsafe water or unsafe food, they are likely to suffer the diarrhea, but also the complications, including death from the diarrhea. So I would say we still have quite a sizable problem of common diarrhea.
When we look at the water situation in the country, when we look at urban areas, people are still not having clean, adequate water. And also in the rural areas, some of the water sources are unsafe. What would you advise people to do before consuming water to avoid getting diarrhea?
It's quite a big challenge that the safe water coverage in the country remains quite low. And that includes even the urban areas where we expect at least 90% of the population to have potable water, which is of acceptable standards. In the rural areas, we would also want people to have access to safe water, and this is either through boreholes or protected wells. And sanitation conditions also contribute towards these diarrhea and enteric diseases that we're talking about. So we really want a situation where at least 90% of the population has access to safe water and sanitation, whether they are living in the rural or urban areas. So that being the case, the scenario of low coverage of sanitation and water, it then translates into unsafe water and even unsafe food and poor hygiene practices. Because you will appreciate that if the water availability is reduced, even hand washing then becomes a problem. However, we continue to encourage the population to ensure that the water that they drink has been rendered safe, either by boiling or by treating it with a chlorine preparation. Chlorine for water treatment comes in the form of the AquaTab or Water Guard, which is a commercial preparation that people can buy for a few cents or even you change when you purchase groceries. It's thrown into the water so that water that is consumed or used for preparation of food that is eaten raw, such as our fruit or salad, is rendered safe at the point that it is being used. So we continue to encourage that, but also in terms of food, making sure that food is safe during preparation all the way up to consumption. If there happens to be any leftover food, it needs to be covered so that it's not accessed by flies or cockroaches, which tend to contaminate the food. And when we want to eat leftover food, it must be reheated thoroughly before consumption. And then finally, we continue to encourage mothers to breastfeed their babies. It protects them against diarrhea and enteric diseases by improving their immunity, but also minimizing exposure to unsafe water and unsafe food before the time that they are supposed to be introduced to the full family diet. So we really encourage breastfeeding. And also thorough hand washing, it's nappy change after using the toilet, before preparing food, before consuming food. So we really encourage individual, family and community hygiene.
And should someone suspect that they have diarrhea, what would you advise them to do?
When somebody sees that their bowel habit has changed, they must see a health facility. And in children, it may be both diarrhea and vomiting, and they really get dehydrated quite fast. So while preparing to go to the health facility or to see a health worker, we encourage that fluid intake improves, including preparation of the salt sugar solution or the oral rehydration salt, so that even on the way to the health facility, somebody is already rehydrating so that they avoid the situation of becoming too dehydrated. Then at the health facility, the appropriate treatment will be provided.